Chapter 14. Give them the experience of working with you. I still can't believe the impact one experiment had on our business. That crazy idea is now one of our most important ongoing business processes. It felt great unfurling around me as it happened, but it was even better as the opportunities came in a few short weeks after we gave it a shot. Sitting around the dinner table one night, I remember telling my wife and daughters that it was the best bet I had ever made. Big was small at the time, but we were starting to gain traction. I had been coaching people for a few years and seen the need for something more comprehensive and scalable. Seeing the need, I invested nearly all of our family savings and months of my personal time into codifying the first Grow Big training. The cost and the opportunity cost were a big bet. We invested so much, I felt like we had gone straight from a level 1 to level 10 impact in a few short months. I knew we had something powerful and had hedged my bet because a few clients wanted to hire us for the training just from seeing the original prototypes. The feedback they gave me was meaningful. It was the first business development training course they had seen that made the long-term relationship the top priority. Those initial clients loved the training. Validation. But then I ran into a wall. And this wall was thick. Not enough people were buying. And even though my original investment was paid back, I didn't have a big financial buffer, so I needed to make this work. I was getting plenty of new introductions. Some were from years of investing in other people's success. Others were referrals from leaders sponsoring the initial successful trainings. The beginnings of those calls were going great. I was focusing on engagement and falling in love with each prospect's problems. Even better, most wanted to grow more quickly and give their professionals a common playbook for everyone to leverage together. So I was finding the fit strong with most of the meetings. That's where I crashed into the wall. I'd describe the training, carefully aligning the outcomes I could give them to their priorities in their words. But no one was buying. And the money was running out. Around this time, I remember Becky and I going out to a dinner celebration with another couple. The sommelier was talking about how great a particular wine was, but we weren't biting. Money was too tight. It was higher than we wanted to spend, which I'm sure he picked up by the silent stares we all gave each other as he was talking about it. Everything changed when he brought us a surprise taste. It was small, but we swirled, sniffed, and savored every drop. He could have talked for another 20 minutes, but it wasn't as persuasive as that 20-second taste. We bought the bottle and loved it. That was my aha moment. A taste is more powerful than a talk. I needed to give people a taste of my training, even if it was at no cost. Because I had a training solution, people were bucketing our training into what they had experienced before, which most people told me wasn't great. My talking about how ours is different just wasn't working. They had to experience it to feel the difference. They needed a taste. So I worked with our team to design a public version of our Grow Big training where a single person or a small group could sign up, and we'd jigsaw puzzle a dynamic class out of everyone who could attend. This one move had a myriad of positive effects. I could gift the course to prospects or friends to let them try it out, which moved people through the buying process. I could let our early clients pay to send new hires through the full training instead of waiting a year or more until they had a sizable group, which sped up buying. And I could invest in my strategic partner relationships, letting them attend at no charge, which helped them grow their businesses, and let them talk about their experience with first-hand examples to hundreds of prospects. This led me to common wisdom that's uncommonly acted upon. Hearing about something isn't nearly as compelling as experiencing it. Years later, thousands of people have been positively impacted through our public Grobig trainings, and those thousands of public trainees have led to tens of thousands impacted with trainings tailored just for their company, which is most of what we do. I'm not sure what our growth would have been like without this move, but it doesn't take actuarial modeling to know it would be lower. A lot lower. That bottle of wine was one of the best investments I ever made. Let's switch back to you.